In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
St. John Paul II, a saint, the Pope, and a genius, frankly, gives us different levels of how love develops. We throw on the word love all the time, but he actually gives us kind of an order to see how it starts and how it finishes, in marriage, in friendship, and all those, but most especially in marriage. He says it first begins with love as attraction, finding someone and just recognizing you're good. And that grows quickly into love as desire. You're good for me. And that desire grows and grows till suddenly this person's so good, they're good for me, and I want what's good for them. Desire transforms into goodwill for that person and doesn't stop there. After seeing how good they are, desiring them, wanting the good for them, it grows from I want your good to a we. From your good to I want your good to we both want the good for one another. And then it grows to the greatest height there is. It culminates in the total gift of self. From your good, I desire you, I want your good, we want the good for each other, to I am yours and you are mine. And you are mine and I am yours. The greatest image we see of this is marriage, of this complete wedding vows of my whole life is yours, and you're mine, and your whole life is mine, and I am yours. The development of that love reached the culmination, something that we desire, to completely give ourselves away and have someone who gives themselves completely to us. Love desires to grow to the point where it's no longer a bit here, a bit there, but actually to the point where it's everything I am is yours. For as long as I live, it's yours. In the gospel today, when Jesus sees this widow, he sees that in her. No more just a little bit, I can spare this, I can spare that. But she gives everything she has. When Jesus sees her, he recognizes himself in her. He sees, this woman is like me. She gives everything she has. And that is what is on our Lord's heart, the total gift of self. St. John Paul II, his papal motto was totus tuus, totally yours. This wasn't some inkling like, oh, it's kind of fascinating. Oh, this is something he lived. His motto was, I am totally yours. And he was obsessed with the fact. One of his quotes that he quoted nonstop was, man cannot find himself except through the sincere gift of self. When it comes to the point where I give myself completely away, I'm totally yours. That's not just an ideal we strive for. That's something we see in our Lord on the cross. It's not only that either. It's something he's written in our hearts that we desire as well. There's a poet named Tagore, and he gives a beautiful, simple poem, the story of a beggar. He's begging on the side, and one day the King of Kings comes in his golden chariot, and the king stops, sees the beggar, smiles. And the beggar's so excited that this is my day. My goodness, what's going to happen? The king comes to him and extends his hand, expecting something from the beggar. And the beggar is just, okay, what do I have to give? And he goes in his pouch and he sees a little grain of corn. He has other things, but I'll give him that. And as odd as that sounds, the king goes away. And the end of the day, the beggar opens his pouch and sees that the exact same size, a little grain of gold instead of corn. And the poem finishes, oh, how I wished I had given him all that I had. We have a desire in our hearts not to just give bit by bit. We are exhausted from just giving a little bit of our hearts at a time. We were made to give everything. And the Lord is so good that he takes care of those who give everything away. Just like our first reading, the widow, when Elijah says, give what you have, the little grain, make a cake for me, you'll be taken care of. The Lord took care of her and gave her bread, flour, and oil for days and days. So with us, it takes faith, it takes trust to give our whole lives away, but the Lord takes care of us. We were made to give everything away, and the Lord knows that, and he will support us in our need. Last thing, what does that mean, to give our whole lives away? It sounds nice, but practically, what does it look like to give everything away? It doesn't look like just being busy all the time, working nonstop, a fear that the Lord's going to make us just slave away nonstop. Practically, what it looks like is surrendering our will. Just like the marriage vows, the I'm yours, I'm yours. Marriage is a lot of work, obviously, but it doesn't mean every moment's nonstop. It just means the surrender of I am yours and I no longer belong to myself. Practically, we do that a certain place, a certain time, every week, the Mass. Every Mass we come to is supposed to be and has to be the total gift of self to the Lord. Every Mass we come in contact to with Jesus giving himself completely to us in the Holy Eucharist and in his sacrifice on the altar. And it demands a response from us. Just as in wedding, the I'm yours demands an I'm yours, which makes a we an ours. So our Lord gives the I'm yours, and we have to lay down our lives every single Mass and say, I'm yours too. And from that comes the we, the our, the relationship the Lord so longs to have with us when we both give ourselves completely to one another. Totus tuus, we are totally yours.